שלום, אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם.
Good morning. We are reading in Shamari, page 20, בעל הסולם's Shamari article number 2, Divinity in Exile. You can ask questions at kab.tv, and selected questions will be aired live. Again, we are in Shamari, page 20, Shamari number 2, Divinity in Exile. The Holy Zohar says, he is Shochen, dweller, and she is Shechina, divinity. We should interpret its words. It is known that with regard to Yapalite, they say that there is no change, as it is written, I, the Lord, change not. All the names and appellations are only with respect to the Kelim, vessels, which is the will to receive, included in Malchut, the root of creation. From there, it cascades down to this world, to the created beings. All these discernments, beginning with Malchut being the root of the creation of the world, through the created beings, are named Shechina. The general tikkun, correction, is that the upper light will shine in them in utter completeness. The light that shines in the kelim is named Shochen, dweller, and the kelim are generally named Shechina, divinity. In other words, the light dwells inside the Shechina. This means that the light is called Shochen because it dwells within the kelim. That is, the whole of the kelim are called Shechina. Before the light shines in them in utter completeness, we name that time a time of corrections. This means that we make corrections so that the light will shine in them in completeness. Until then, that state is called divinity in exile. It means that there is still no perfection in the upper worlds. Below, in this world, there should be a state where the upper light is within the will to receive. This tikkun is deemed receiving in order to bestow. Meanwhile, the will to receive is filled with ignoble and foolish things that do not make a place where the glory of heaven can be revealed. This means that where the heart should be a tabernacle for the light of God, the light becomes a place of waste and filth. In other words, ignobility captures the whole of the heart. This is called divinity in the dust. It means that it is lowered to the ground. And each and every one loathes matters of sanctity, and there is no desire whatsoever to raise it from the dust. Instead, they choose ignoble things, and this brings on the sorrow of the Shechina, when one does not make a place in the heart that will become a tabernacle for the light of God.
כל הבריאה היא רצון לקבל.
The whole of creation is the will to receive. And all that takes place only within the will to receive. The light is the first. The will to receive was created by the light from absence. Therefore, the light is always the first. Its quality, as those who attain it tell us, the quality of the light is that it is the bestower, the one who loves, who is good and does good towards the will to receive. The way that it created the will to receive, according to the nature of the will to receive, so it benefits to it in the complete manner. And in order for the will to receive, to feel this benefit, and to be like the light through the same sensation, the same revelation, for that the will to receive hence has to undergo changes. And through the process that it goes through, it acquires a certain amount of impressions, inspirations in the desire. Next to all of these impressions, inspirations, changes, it begins to develop the mind, the understanding, scrutiny, criticism, discernments, decisions in parallel to the changes in the desire. And then the will to receive that goes through these gradual changes out of being inside of the light, ultimately, at the end of the process, it reaches a state where it is all similar to the light. Even though it is opposite the light, it resembles the light. Then the created being, the will to receive, reaches the same degree as the light, the will to bestow, meaning to benefit his creations, is truly realized in fullness, that the same created being reaches the degree of the Creator. There cannot be any benefit that is lesser or more than that. Rather, it has to be precisely so that the will to receive will be equal to the light, to the will to bestow. This entire process where desire goes through, it goes through internally, inside of it, in its understanding, its attainment, in impressions, inspirations. There are no changes as we see in our present state, as if physical changes. Rather, all of these changes are changes in the inner inspiration, inner impressions, inside of the will to receive, opposite the light. But these changes are felt in the will to receive as actual changes in states where it's moving from place to place and in time and in certain motion, and changes in its impressions and of itself and of the environment, as it divides already into internality versus externality and the many parts that it discovers that suddenly it is divided into, etc. But nonetheless, whatever it is, the picture is that even though towards the will to receive it changes from end to end and possibly from one moment to the next, that it seems to it that it is flying from one world to another world, one degree to another degree, all in all, it is just its inner impressions. Only that. It is hard for us to understand this, because we haven't gone through any changes yet from one world to the next, one degree to the next. So it is hard for us to imagine it, that all in all, it all takes place inside of our perception. That's where all the changes happen, nowhere else. The process that the will to receive has to go through is called the process of corrections, scrutinies and corrections. all of them have to happen through effort on the side of the will to receive. And precisely through that, through this effort, it builds a kli. If it's not effort, then it's only called the level of the steel, vegetative and animate, no more. If it is simply managed by the light. If the will to receive makes efforts on it, on its own behalf that precedes the influence of the light, and then as if it is managing the light, and by that it expresses its ability for free choice, for independence. Therefore, from everything that we go through, all in all, what enters the calculation is only what we do through our exertion, our decision, our effort that comes from us. In those narrow, small places where it is given to us to do, and as much as we're able to do it. It's not expected of us to do more than that, but wherever we can strengthen ourselves in order to reach equivalence with the light, there we can actually express our free choice. How is it expressed? We learn that it is expressed by us discovering our state, a very unique state, that we are with many people who are like us, and instead of spiritual actions, for the time being, we need to perform corporeal actions. The difference between spiritual and corporeal actions is that these are really actions that are not in order to bestow. These are still actions that are in order to receive. But as if in those actions we express our desire to reach bestowal. This is the issue of Arvut, as much as it is possible. Later in the spiritual degrees, it receives a new characteristic. Arvut helped, support, mutual connection, etc. And with such inclinations, such efforts, we express our desire to reach the similarity to the Creator, to reach the degree of Adam, who resembles the Creator. And the connection between us will be called Shechina, divinity, a place for the revelation of the Creator, meaning that between us, we, as if, want to spread a network of connections so that in this network we will all be united with mutual help, mutual support, in unity, until this network of connection between us will be like a kli. It won't be a network anymore. It will truly be a vessel. And inside of this vessel, the quality of mutual bestowal will be revealed. Mutual connection, mutual love between us, according to our efforts. And according to these efforts, as much as we are matching bestowal, the light will shine. If our efforts are still false, deceptive, not truly towards bestowal, rather subconsciously it is for our own benefit, then the light shines in a degree that is called surrounding, not in a revealed, direct manner. It's not surrounding, it's not inner, this is simply a way that we speak, but all in all, the light is always inside of us. But that's how we see it, as if an illumination from afar. We cannot use it yet because we don't have the ability, the permission for that. We're unable to use it correctly. And later on, through this surrounding illumination that works on us in such a way, we reach the correction of the vessels so that indeed we can, in some layer or some level of all of our desires, all 613 desires, we can already make certain intentions of in them that are truly, in order to bestow, meaning to connect for the sake of the collective, for the sake of everyone, and not for my own sake, as I was thinking beforehand. Then the light starts appearing according to the equivalence of our Kli, the equivalence of Shekhinah, divinity, with him, with the light. Then our Kli is called divinity, and the light is called that which dwells in it. And the more we're in a state where the light is revealed, that state is called Geula, redemption, that the light is revealed inside of the Kli. When we are in a Kli that doesn't yet have the ability to receive the light, meaning doesn't yet have the connection between its elements, meaning between the friends, that are all in reciprocal bestowal, in reciprocal arvut, mutual guarantee, if they don't have that intention yet, then, but they're yearning to reach that, then according to their yearning to reach that, and as much as they don't have that, that state is called exile. And in the exile, we also understand that there are many, many different degrees, many states. How great is the yearning, how great is the feeling of the deficiency for the light. According to that, we have the sorrow as a result of the exile. And that sorrow, if we raise it in order to bestow, not for our own sake, rather because we are unable to reach the connection between us in order to bring contentment to the source of the light, then we receive from this surrounding light a tikkun, correction, meaning its force that unites us and brings us to the degree of Shekhinah, divinity, when it is no longer in exile, rather it is in unison with the Creator. This is how we're constantly going through these states of exile and redemption, exile and redemption, and all in all, we learn that we have exiles and redemptions. There was the exile of Babylon, then the exile of Egypt, the exile of Madai, depends on how you count them, and then the final exile, and we are now in the final redemption, at the beginning of that redemption. That is according to the law of the lights versus the vessels, according to the process of Havaya. Accordingly, we went through it already, and we are now coming to the final action. So, let us hope that we will feel divinity in exile, and out of that, we will reach the redemption. Any questions? Yes?
Good morning. Is it possible to measure the effort, and if so, then how?
It is impossible to measure. For the time being, it is impossible to measure it because we have no knowledge about our vessels. It is impossible to measure the vessel and the light on the condition that the light shines to the vessel, both in light and in darkness, and you have these discernments. We're still below the machsom, the barrier, and we have no such discernments. There were never any lights in these vessels. So measuring, no. To scrutinize in which direction we are longing, towards the Creator or towards ourselves or towards myself personally, somehow maybe we are able to do that. And even that is maybe. Until the light appears in the vessel, there is no precise measurement. Yes, Amnon.
Good morning. Anyone who studies Kabbalah is clear that without the surrounding light, he can't do anything on his own. And a moment ago, you said we have no permission to use this light.
No, when? No.
You said we have no possibility to...
I said that? No, the other way around. The surrounding light is called that inner light that I hope to receive. However, for the time being, my vessels are unable to receive it, because if they'll receive it, it will be in order to receive. So it shines to me from afar, and it prepares the kli for me, so that the kli will be able to receive it in order to bestow. Okay?
I'm sorry, didn't hear well.
Okay. Ray from Yasharkel, Florida, is asking, what is the effort in the direction of the spiritual action?
Connection. No more. Other than connection, we are lacking nothing. We are those who declined in the shattering, who result from the shattering, and therefore all our actions are only to connect between us, meaning there's nothing to connect within each and every one. This is the bitter mistake that we are seemingly making, that we're thinking, oh, I'm this so bad, I'm this, I'm that, and it's just wrong. It's just the klipa, and it sucks out all of man's powers. There's nothing to correct within me, nothing, only the connection between us. This is the mistake. I don't know if it was possible to not make that mistake, we would achieve correction in no time. We are not noticing where we have to correct the kli so as to reach divinity. Only connection. I don't need to look at anyone or someone else or me, or and I myself could have so many horrible things within, but it's unrelated to correction. It's unrelated. Just realize the correction only pertains to the connections between us. As I said, there's a net, like in volleyball, and there are the knots and there are the threads. So the threads in this case are the main thing, not the individual knots. These are the individuals that even in our world have so far appeared as kings and rulers, and today they can't rule anymore. Why? Because the power is now in the threads. And so it's a totally different approach. A person has nothing to correct within, only in his attitude, relation to the group. That's where free choice is. That's where the mutual guarantee or vood is. Everything's there. The emphasis, shifting the emphasis, the focus from individual correction to general correction, that's called shifting from ethics, moral, to the wisdom of connection, the wisdom of Kabbalah. This is something that requires very good understanding, and just to pray that we'll be able to take in this approach, because we were still working in the individualistic manner, me, 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 and there is no connection with that, and discovering, recognizing the evil or correcting it. Only the connections. And therefore, the reason of Torah is opposite to the reason of landlords, meaning that the landlord is the one who wants to correct himself even. And therefore, our approach towards anything in life, education, culture, politics, whatever it is different. It is completely different from anyone else. An opposite approach. What they're paying attention to, we don't. What should I pay attention to if it doesn't work? Why does the world doesn't work today? Why is it in crisis? Because we're putting the focus on the human rather than the connection between humans. And that's why all the rulers today see that they're losing the power to manage things, to control things, because the world becomes interconnected.
Sergei from Moscow is asking, if so, what does it mean? What is the connection between us that we're supposed to correct? We don't feel it.
Interdependence that no one works for himself but only for others outside himself. And in that manner, if we each are outside of ourselves, then it turns out that we thus stabilize a network of connection between us called Arvut. Arvut means that I work instead of you, the other was working instead of me, and the third one instead of the other, and so on and so forth, meaning what I do, I don't know where it goes. Yes, Danny.
This is something very common, that somebody suddenly falls into his own confusions and he thinks how wrong he is, and
That takes a long time. Prepare for years of that, unless you'll be able to get out of that by Arvut. It has to be social pressure, pressure of the group that will take care of your mind and take you out of being concerned of yourself. What have I done? How did I act? How evil I was? How wrong I was? This and this and that. This is a klipa shell that conquers the person, and trust me, until you get out of that, and that is possible to do only by the Arvut, by the group pressuring you in such a way that you'll just stop thinking about yourself. It'll force you to think about it.
That's what I wanted to ask. Is that a process of all of ours, or can we just say to somebody specific that you see falling now, just start engaging in the friends, come on.
Everyone goes through the same states. There's a bit of a delay, or not exactly at the same degree of the phase, but everyone goes through the same thing.
I see a friend now is entering some movie about how wrong he is. Can I just come? What can I come and tell him? What can I do with him?
That he has nothing to be sorry about himself, that he has to be sorry about the group. That's his kli, not inside himself. What he feel that he did, all the past that he had, he needs to say, there's none else besides him. I didn't act and I didn't do anything to this moment. That's what a person should say all the time. And at present, at this moment, if I'm not for myself, then who? But a person himself can't get out of that. The klipa will always pull him back into this same dirt, to being sorry and thinking this and that. These are things that it's really something. And on the higher levels, it's much worse. Much worse, I'm telling you. Here, only the reinforcement of the social power that will keep him out of that. Otherwise, he falls into it right away. And trust me, and it's long and tedious suffering.
I also heard you say that in education we need to relate to it in such a way. So if I have a kid and I see that he has all kinds of problems, all kinds of issues in his behavior with himself, how do I now make that go through the social connections?
With regards to children, I don't want to speak right now. That's a whole study in and of itself. Yes.
How can the group obligate me or anyone if he tells me, why don't you think about the group? I think it's bad, I'm not thinking about the group, and again it comes back to myself.
Well, we approach you and say, if we don't feel that you're always thinking about us, we will beat you up. That's it. Tomorrow, you'll just suffer blows for no reason. If you don't change the day after, we'll hit you with a stick. Then what?
Think about myself. How to change? I'll think about myself again, not about the group.
No. How you... Of course we're talking about your action, but what is your action aimed at? Is it aimed at yourself or the benefit of the group? You can say like this. For no other choice, to feel better, I have to think about the benefit of the group. Yeah? Okay, fine. That's called lo lishma. At least be in that. It's in the right direction, at least. Think about it. Yes, Mushi.
A person who lives in a group, in a society, has many connections, family connections, connections through work. What specific kinds of connections we're supposed to correct? Because a man lives and has many connections.
He needs to correct first. Well, I'm not talking about family. Family is just something you must have, and that's it, and it needs work as much as possible. And see how many obstacles are put into that. It's just horrible. Everyone gets it according to his style of correction that he has to go through. But the correction is mainly among the friends in the group through which you receive the surrounding lights. Yes. The correction has to be with those you're building the divinity with.
So there are 300 friends here and another thousands in the world, and now I'm interacting with three friends.
You don't need physical interaction.
Otherwise he's not in my picture. If I don't see his face, then what kind of connection is it?
You have to pray, you have to ask to have a feeling, a contact with all our friends all over the world.
So if I'll be given that sensation, then I'll be able to...
They will give you if you ask it. That's first.
Yep. But I'm trying... When I explain these things, it's very hard to get it. Either a person has a clear connection. I have a connection with Gilad, so I work with him. Or I don't have a connection, I don't work with him. So he's not in my picture. So these are not these connections. We're supposed to correct something else.
No, these are connections at work. This is a different thing.
So I'm supposed to correct connections that I don't even feel, so...
I have to see people, let's say people, right, that I build the divinity with, the place to discover the Creator. Who cares about discovering the Creator from the people sitting here? I think otherwise they wouldn't come, or the Creator wouldn't bring them here, you know, giving all of them an opportunity. You know, otherwise, you know, some will leave, some will stay. For now, those the Creator puts before me as a group, I want to unite with all of them. There's no more or less, because it's always the optimal quantity according to external conditions that we don't understand. If there's suddenly 250 people rather than 300, it's not my choice, I'm not the boss. I'm taking these things as they are brought to me. The Creator puts them in front of me. I have to think about how do I put together a mutual network of support, spiritual support, as well as corporeal support in terms of necessities, so that together with them, I'll achieve this concept of divinity, Shechina. It is the mutual concern in everyone helping the others, so that if everyone does it towards all, there is a certain center of the group. This mutual action, this mutual concern, one shall help his friend, one who prays for his friend is awarded first, etc. All those concepts, when we work towards that, then a network of connection appears between us. And that network is what will take on the form of mutual bestowal. Even if it's lo lishma, it is still mutual bestowal, and therefore that network gains surrounding light. Because the intention, if it's in order to receive or in order to bestow, it doesn't matter. As long as you long for it to happen, we want the discovery of the Creator in the connection between us. Why? We want to know and recognize and discover and feel and get there in the next world. In egoistic intention, everything is incorrect and not nicely done. Okay, but in our state, we're making connection. In our state, we can't not think of benefit. This is called lo lishma. The surrounding light shines from afar, even though we're broken. Only the form has to be similar, connection between us. Yes.
So it turns out that before the connection between us is revealed, even a negative one, I can't correct anything, right?
There's nothing to correct. You can correct your indifference.
So it turns out that all the manners of connection that I have here, through work, through the family, all that I know in our world, I don't even relate to this. I behave to them as I do with everyone. Everybody does.
Right.
Until I discover a certain network of connection that right now I don't feel, which I'm supposed
no.
to correct.
You are in the group. You belong to the group. You have who to connect with, but not where you work, in some external workplace, or even at home, or in other places. There, you just have to behave as a regular person would behave.
So let's say, fine, it's not at work. There are some people that I see more. What am I supposed to correct with respect to them?
Towards the friends here?
Yes.
To have mutual concern along with them, to discover amongst yourselves the upper force. The upper force means bestowal and love.
So it's not exactly what I was mentioning, mutual concern.
The mutual concern is called this common lack for the Creator. It's not in each and every one, but in between us. We have to stabilize it. It's not there. There is no kli. Everyone has his own individual lacks, etc. But there's no common lack. The lack called Shechina, divinity, is not there.
What about correcting the qualities, the virtues? There's no such thing, or...?
No, it's only with respect to the connection with the friends, not oneself. Within oneself, there's nothing to correct. I'm a beast, an animal. There's nothing to correct about it.
No, not inside of me. My quality with respect to someone.
Did you try to connect with someone? So that you've discovered that you have an evil quality? Have you entered Egypt already?
I don't know. There's somebody that I can't stand. He pisses me off.
For no reason. Just like that.
He just annoys me.
Annoys how?
In his behavior, in his insolence.
Well, it's unrelated.
Unrelated?
Not related. Only if I'm making an effort to connect with others in order to achieve mutual connection between us called Arvut, so that in this network we'll discover this concern for the discovery of the Creator, that is the quality of bestowal and love between us. That's called the Creator. Then I feel how much I hate them, how much they're repulsive to me, and that resistance, and that's what I'll have to correct. Without the effort towards correction, you don't discover the klipot, the shells. Why aren't they immediately in Egypt? Because first we have to make efforts, preparation. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the 12 sons of Jacob, the entire work, all that work in the Exodus from Babylon, working on connection. Then in these efforts, they discover that from connection we can gain big time. That's the 7 years of satiation. Only then, afterwards, you discover how much that connection is egoistic. They haven't thought about this before. They thought everything's great. We're in control of our will to receive. We are really enjoying it. It's helping us. It's making us more united, unified. Why? Because there's no sufficient intention towards connection. Thank God we're having conventions, workshops, we study, we disseminate, we're wiser than the world, we see ahead all that's going to happen. That's great. We are in the will to receive together with the whole of humanity, and we're the smartest. We get the best. That's called 7 years of satiation. You enjoy. in relation to others who are with you in Egypt. You enjoy, you know what's really going on, you look down at them. This is because we haven't reached a state where we must connect. Once you begin to connect with others, then you discover that your state is bad. You discover these forces. This is called a new king rose in Egypt, Pharaoh, that you can't make any connection. And then the war will begin. Before that, nothing. What are you talking about? Moses grows in Pharaoh's house. You know, playing around with the ego, everything's great, everything's nice. Only after the work of connection begins between them, then there's an issue. Then they lift themselves away. There starts a problem with Pharaoh. Pharaoh moves away from them. Moses is running away, is killing the Egyptian in him, escaping to Midian, and so forth. Yeah.
It's interesting. So it turns out that I haven't even started connecting, right? On one hand, on the other hand...
You asked that yourself, Pro. Of course not.
It seemed to me that I was making efforts. So what was I doing all of this time? I mean, I thought I was making efforts.
You've made efforts. You've made a certain path, let's say, until you now realize that you need to work on connection. Once you do, you'll see that you're literally in Egypt. Before that, what was in Egypt? The children of Israel went to Egypt because there was abundance there. There was all the delights. It was the richest, abundant, affluent country. And the workers of the Lord in this country benefit more than all. They live in the best possible state. They have the best part of Egypt, Goshen, which is really the best. And Moses sits on Pharaoh's knees, plays with his beard, and so on. So what are we talking about? Is that called exile? Why not? Because they haven't yet started engaging in love of friends. Literally. There are preparations of some sorts, but in truth, it's not exile.
I identify with the 7 years of association. That's true, everything that you described. But why in a minute or today I'll start connecting? I don't understand what it is. If I knew what it is, it's not that I don't want it. You know, just give me a tip, the first step to take, because I don't know what it is until now. I didn't know it and do it on purpose. I guess I simply didn't understand what it is, so why will I do it today? Today will pass, and like all the other days. I don't see that I have vessels to do it, but you don't have vessels for anything. However, there is a teacher who is telling you what to pay attention to, and you have to do it, because the teacher knows that now the time has come. If not for the teacher, you would never reach it. So, there are 2 degrees. This is why there are 2 degrees. And always there has to be an upper degree that is directing you upwards. Otherwise, if it's a single degree, it doesn't know where the north is. So the time has come where you see that we're starting to speak about it more and more, and from one day to the next, we're revealing it in a more determined, conclusive manner, that there's no choice, and that's how we're drawn to it, gradually. Whatever relates to the correction cannot simply appear in your mind. It can't be. unless you are like the Ari or Moses, I don't know. Those are special souls that have a unique role. Yes?
So the fact that till now I couldn't connect, it wasn't up to me. The time hasn't come for it. So all I did was some kind of preparations. And what does depend on me right now?
What depends on you right now is to make efforts as much as you're capable of towards connection.
And as much as I understand, because now I don't understand.
You don't need to understand. All you need to do is simply execute, do it. Following the actions, the hearts are drawn.
Because till now I did different things and actions which I thought were connection, but probably it wasn't, according to what I hear.
You weren't thinking that you're doing it in order to be connected, in order to discover the Creator inside of that connection and bring Him contentment. Now you'll have to think more and more. We have to realize that spirituality is revealed in the connection between us, in a reciprocal connection called Arvut. And that connection has to go through all of these stages of bestow, in order to bestow, at least don't tell it to your friend, whatever is hated by you, and later receive in order to bestow, which is called love thy friend as thyself, up to the state of the end of correction. And all the mitzvot are only about strengthening the connections between us. And the Torah is the reforming light that shines over our efforts in order to help us realize that connection. All that is upon us is simply to request, to plead that the surrounding light will shine on us and correct. But first we need to make reciprocal efforts in order to feel what it is that we are asking over, to discover the lack, so that the light will correct us, correct those qualities that stand in my way of connecting. That is what I need. So the time has come, and we're talking about it more. And then, to the extent that you will now start longing towards connection, even if you don't have that inner yearning, but to act it out towards everyone, to talk about it, and really to make efforts, to make actions, workshops, accordingly, nonetheless, the reforming life will affect you. And it doesn't depend on the purity of your intention. It doesn't depend on that, even with the worst possible intentions. I want to be connected with others in order to discover the upper light, in order to ride it. Just like Pharaoh, doesn't matter. Who else am I, if not the one who is in Pharaoh? Nonetheless, the reforming light shines from afar. It reaches everyone. But again, it shines, just like the nature of the light is, through the center of the group. If you're not making efforts in order to connect with others, you won't receive this surrounding light. Because the surrounding light is the same inner light that needs to be revealed. It is the same Creator that has to be revealed. The difference between them is only Naran Chai, the degrees of how much it will be revealed. But we are still in the same state of Ein Sof, and the light is filling up the vessel. However, it is concealed gradually, more concealed in 5 degrees until it disappears completely. And we are in that state where it is completely hidden from us. But actually, we are in the world of Ein Sof, only in our sensation. There is concealment.
Done.
זאת אומרת שאנחנו היציאה שלנו
meaning when we go out to disseminate, it's in order to understand that we need to create the connection between us. That is the purpose of us going out to disseminate?
Yes, certainly. We go out to disseminate in order to obligate ourselves towards others, and that obligation towards the others corporeally, in a simple human egoistic manner, will pressure us, because I have to actualize, to do something with respect to them. Then I come to the group and I feel that we have to succeed in this. Otherwise, there are thousands here that we made promises to, and what now? Then, taking on this obligation that we are included with the other problems of others will pressure us to raise man. And you might say, so then who are you turning to? You're turning to the Creator? What are you asking Him for? That you have the force to satisfy them, these external ones? Why so they don't come and beat you up? It's all a fixed game. It's all egoistic. It doesn't matter. This is called Lo Lishma. And this chain already exists in the right way.
Meaning that actually dissemination, when I go out to disseminate, I have to come back with that feeling that now I need the group. I need the friends. This is a good dissemination. The more I need the friends, as much as I feel that I need them.
That means that you did a good dissemination. And you're really afraid. You promised, you spoke, you did all kinds of actions, and now what? And if now you're not going to realize these things, even to some extent, if you're not going to do what you promised, what's going to happen to you? You're going to remain in debt. How much? Where is the shame? What about? It's a very strong factor. Yes, don't.
Rav, une personne était en train de faire de, une personne était plus ou moins connectée au groupe.
Adam had a yoter mechubar la kvutza. One person is more connected to the group.
Et après un moment tu découvres que tu es totalement déconnecté, mais il y a aucun moyen de revenir.
And after a moment you discover that you're disconnected, then there is no way back. It's like you're hanging in the air.
À ce moment-là, il y a plus de connexion. Il y a plus de groupe, il y a que toi, tu te vois chuter mais tu peux rien faire.
It's like you see yourself in the air, there's nothing you can do, there's no group, there's no unity, no connection.
À l'individuel.
So how in that moment I perform without acting, without thinking about myself, the individual?
The main thing is that he remembers the connection. He remembers about the connection, even for his own sake. You remember about the connection among everyone? First, what is important is the connection, even it is in order to receive. Because if you'll think, you know, about in order to bestow, you'll be powerless. So at least in order to receive. I come here every morning to the studies because I want to receive, I want to gain, I want to succeed. That's it. I want to be great, powerful. I don't know, I want to be the champion. That's good already. Why? Because I came here. First of all, I came here. Now I need to search through which force, besides the fact that I just sit here to study. I want to be smart, I want to understand, I want to feel, I want to be better than everyone, more than everyone. That way. Like Einstein, Napoleon, doesn't matter. So I sit here and I study. So I have motivation. Is it better this way, or I don't want anything, nothing, God forbid, I want to be delighted in mercy, zero, nothing, still remain nothing. You need to constantly search for some sort of stimulus. Doesn't matter what is now pushing me forward. The main thing is that I have this drive. This is called Lolishma, not for the sake of the Creator. And that way you keep advancing. Now, if I'm sitting here thinking about a study, what else should I be thinking about? Ah, they say that you need to think about connection, that through the connection, I'll start attaining spirituality. I won't understand it in my mind or through some corporeal kinds of success. I was thinking about those already. Now I want to think about spiritual success. I want the worlds to be opened up for me, for the heavens to open up. That's it. So I'm working on that. I want to open up the heavens. That's like that. Just open it up and see, whoa, what a spiritual world, the Creator forces. I'm filled up by that. I acquire all of this. It's all mine. Very good. That's also good. What do we tell a child? Oh, you're so clever. How are you able to do it? Well done. If you won't tell him that, he won't grow. You have to constantly encourage the will to receive. And it will naturally, you know, come to a state where, you know, as we hear, that really in order to reach spirituality, I have to connect with others. So I'm going to connect with others. I have no choice. I'm willing to be the first in that connection between everyone. I want to be the first in spirituality. I want to be the first in Arvut. I want to be more than everyone, strong and everything. But it is all with the intention of, in order to receive, but it obligates me to be in contact with others. This is called Lolishma. But if I'll think about bestow without anything, nothing for myself, I'll never advance. Therefore, envy, honor, and craving bring a person out of this world. I'm even jealous of the Creator. How come he's better than me? Like Pharaoh, who is the Lord that I shall listen to him. I want to be more than him. I want to manage the world. Don't be afraid to use all of these stimulants, the gifts, doesn't matter, as long as you're advancing. But you already realize by working on yourself how much you have to have that candy or that carrot before you in order to keep running forward. So already you're working with the will to receive in a sophisticated manner in order to give it, just like with a bear, you give it some sugar in its mouth and then it does whatever you want. That's how you start working with the will to receive. So you are beginning to be above it. Yes?
When you start seeing that you're about to fall, you already see yourself falling down. What are the actions that you should do? You see that you're falling down.
If I feel that I'm about to fall, what should I do? It's very personal. I don't know. I immediately go and work in something superficial, working on texts, something that grasps me, not emotionally, rather intellectually.
No.
Already, well, no time for workshop.
I heard you say that the work is to reach a mutual concern to reveal in the connection between us the upper force. What does it mean to reveal in the connection between us the upper force? I'm connected to a friend here in the group. Both of us come here. It's clear to us why we're here for. What does it mean in the connection between us?
The connection between you should be like the nature of the light, reciprocal bestowal. like the host that is giving to the guests without any calculation for itself. Good, who does good. That's it. He has no self-calculation. Yes.
Again, I need to reveal in the connection between me and the friends the upper force. Now, I don't feel it now. I don't feel that upper force.
You don't feel it, that's true. The upper force means totally in order to bestow. That's called the upper. In order to receive means the lower.
How do I know that I discovered that thing and I don't even know what it is?
Well, you can discover it simply by knowing that the opposite of you is him. Very simple. All of your qualities, if you invert them, that will be the Creator. Yes?
So apparently it turns out that the day I feel the worst in the connection between me and the friend, that will be the Creator? Is that what you're saying?
I didn't say that a bad feeling is the Creator. I said that your qualities, which are all in order to receive, if you invert them to in order to bestow all of them, that is the Creator. That is a depiction of the Creator.
Where's the work of correction and connection is expressed when we work with the outside? Because it seems to me that everything that we do on the outside is in order for us to connect here. So where is it expressed in when we work on the outside?
By working with them, we implant in them seed in them those photons of spiritual light, those sparks, and then they start feeling by themselves that there is some illumination in that. But nonetheless, a small part of them will join us. There are people there, nonetheless, who will long for spirituality in practice. But most of them will just be those who are drawn to it, follow us. Like now, look, how many people you have in the world that are great scientists, great merchants, the elites in industry, the people who say manage the world. How many do you have such? 1/10%, 0.5%, no, not even 0.5%. All the rest is just a mass that is incapable and doesn't even want. If there is some great, strong desire in someone, usually they don't even want. They don't want anything. Everything simply happens according to man's desires. So those masses that we come to and we disseminate to them the wisdom of connection, by them connecting according to our work, they'll receive through us an illumination that will elevate them in the spiritual degrees, and they'll discover everything. They need to connect according to their nature to the entire system, and they'll receive the lights. But they cannot do individual, personal work. But in the end, they'll receive all the lights, all the Naranchai in the entire Kli equally, through Hitkalilut, through inclusion, integration. So there is a difference between all the parts of the broken vessel only at the times of the corrections. And in the end, it is all equal, because it's not their fault that they have a small desire, and you have a greater desire. Each one must realize his desire. All right.
No.
Yes.
What does it mean to make an effort to connect?
An effort to connect. Well, help me. An effort to connect means that I need to feel a lack, that I don't have it, to feel that I have this deficiency, to be constantly, to constantly feel the desires of the group, that they all want to unite, and this is working on me and also drawing me towards that. So, how will I bring in me such an emotion that I'll feel the collective desire that is in the group? Because this, it exists in the group, but it's hidden from everyone. Because we are all arranged from above. You see?
Why, in order to reach a connection, we need to do many actions. We do many deeds all day long. We do actions with our hands and legs.
All in all, it is simply in order to scrutinize the true point of effort, where you have to invest an effort there, and then it will happen. It's simply the work of scrutiny. And it takes a long time, because then, on the way to the action, you scrutinize all of your discernments, you sort them out. Therefore, when you reach through these scrutinies, the correct discernment, it becomes a spiritual discernment. You cannot locate spirituality except through not this and not this and not this, not that way, that's incorrect, ta 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 ta. And then, after you said about all of these things, no, 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 you reach yes. Otherwise, it's not clarified. It's like getting to the positive through the negative. You have to go through all of these stages in order to discover the truth. Now, how do we learn? Chesed, tzedakah, emet v'shalom. Mercy, justice, truth, and peace. That's the scrutiny. You cannot reach emet, truth, or shalom, peace.
Now, if I'm going for that approach of being the first rule connection to bestow, as you told to us, what's in it for me? Because I will keep doing many more actions, but it doesn't guarantee that I will be working on unity, on connection.
That's called lo lishma. Later you discover that your intentions are wrong and you start working on changing your intentions, improving your intentions.
So I want to ask, already from where you see that your intentions are wrong, and it's clear that you have to work on the connection, how do you operate from here towards connection?
Work on the connection with the friends together, and you'll reach the best possible intention. Then you'll discover that that intention is also lo lishma. That's how you advance. Yes? You want to, with your corporeal mind, to solve a spiritual problem. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. You simply have to carry out whatever the Kabbalists tell you. Just do it. Period. And then move on to the next part.
Moving on to the next part of the lesson.